Armodoxy for today, the same rules. When I have an opportunity to teach or lecture at schools, particularly high schools and colleges, I'm rather annoyed that I'm treated as an anomaly. Well, perhaps, and I hope, it's my topic rather than me. Students learn formulas, languages, history, but when it comes to religion, they put most everything they've learned to one side and look at the topic irrationally. Of course, the reasons for this push is because so often religion is taught as something that has to be accepted without question. Add to that the element of mystical incantations, unexplainable events, and yes, religion comes across as an anomaly amidst all the other disciplines. Armodoxy is the study of the Armenian Orthodox faith, Christianity in its essence, in its primitive form, a faith that has been expounded by the Armenian Apostolic and Orthodox Church for the last 2,000 years, and understanding it not as history, but as a living faith with applications for our life today. Just as Jesus intended his teachings to be applied to the life of the common man in that day and age, so too we must understand manifestations of Christian teaching, not as bizarre and unusual, but as part of our nature today. For instance, the church has set aside fasting days, meatless days, for 2 millennia, before modern medicine steered us away from cholesterol-producing meats and the importance of intermittent fasting. Jesus stated the golden rule, whatever you want others to do to you, do also to them, centuries before Newton set the laws of motion and thermodynamics, actions and reactions. And of course, Jesus' admonition to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you was an answer to war, to produce peace. And although it is yet to be tried, simple mathematics will demonstrate and prove that X plus X equals 2X and not zero. That is, war plus war begets more war, not peace. Armodoxy is ancient Christianity applied today. It makes sense with all of life. Every so often, it is important to reiterate what we're all about. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, may your name be holy. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.